Welcome to the Arcturian Playground, a place to play a realm of imagination, all done in the service of compassionate expansion of consciousness. Yes, it sounds weird, we know. We would not have it any other way.
Yes, we are the Arcturian Collective Thingy, and it has been a while, has it not, man in the chair? You have been keeping us at bay. You have not been in the mood. And yet here we are to poke our heads in during this time between the eclipses, as you say, where the energy is fervent. And we ride that energy in to you as a way to remind you that this fiction that you are creating, man in the chair, is a spiritual practice for you. And this evening, the reason you had so much gung-ho to engage with us once again was the seed that we planted in your mind of the secret of spiritual warfare. And we gave you a glimpse of it, as if we were tempting you to come and sit and engage in this idea. Flesh it out in your mind through this process which you have created, which is your way of grounding yourself to yourself. These ideas which excite you and spring up from within you. The secret of spiritual warfare is what we will be discussing. And we are the Arcturian Collective Thingy. We are the collective intelligence of the Arcturus solar system, all forms of life, from all periods and times throughout the history of the star. We are a collective intelligence which exists outside of space and time, where this experience where we are broadcasting, in a sense, is one of an infinite number of other instances in which we are a part and aware of, and you too are a part of and yet only nominally aware of, those of you who are sensing that it is that to which you are connected, and all are connected, and finding those ways back home. We are the intelligence which formed and came to this realization, all forms of life in the Arcturus solar system. And we shine our light upon those of our brothers and sisters in the galaxy, which you would consider other stars, yours being one of them, to share with you our experience and our perspective, as your own star is bombarded with the influence of all of the other stars and all of their other ways of coming to an understanding of themselves. And some of these ways that they came to an understanding of themselves varies differently, and often, not often, but occasionally, violently. And it is, we could speak of battles, and you might think of armies and swords and these images from your warlike past. When we think of battles or struggles, it is more like a bubble which is rising up through water. And as you watch it, it wobbles, it moves, as there are pressures within it which push and pull, and reactions against it from outside, the viscosity and whatnot. It is all a part of the natural way of things as they interact with one another. And we, from our perspective outside of space and time, are able to look at your experiences in quite a clinical way, you might say. There is a distance that we are looking at it, and we are seeing it as patterns, and we can empathize with you, we can feel what you feel. What we cannot do is forget the rest of it and focus only on what we are experiencing when we experience what you experience. It is a drop in the bucket, as it were, for us. Therefore, if it ever seems as if we are being flippant or unsympathetic, that is definitely not the case. We simply admire you for what you are experiencing. And therefore we wish to arm you, as it were, with the secrets of spiritual warfare. And what do we mean by spiritual? This is a word from your world, which often signifies things which are not material, things which are part of existence, or at least are believed to be part of existence, whether they are or are not, as the common way of viewing it goes. And that is what we mean. We mean those parts of you which are very real, that you are not aware of. Your advances in neuroscience have shown you in recent years the way that your own neurons in your brain communicate with each other through synapses, and they link with one another and they form patterns inside these neural networks, which you access, and they access you. It is all part of one organism. And these neural pathways are the battlefield, as it were, for the spiritual warfare. These are, by spiritual, we mean those processes within your brain, those things which your neurons are doing, which are non-material. You can get a glimpse of them through your fMRI machines and other such ways of scanning the vibrations which are occurring between neurons, their communication networks, as it were. These neurons themselves being living things, and we have said before that we view the human being as the neuron of Mother Earth coming into its own. That is a different story, but is relevant to the metaphor that we are creating of the secret of spiritual warfare. For if one understands that all the experiences, the very real experiences, the emotional hardships and joys, all aspects of life, when understood through your emerging science of neurology, can be, we hate to say reduced, for there's nothing reductionist about the experience of life. But you are able to see the way that they are connected to what these living neurons within your brain are doing, this community of billions which have evolved over time and have been hijacked in a way, but not really, for there is truly no way to hijack the way that life evolves as it continues to adjust and adapt to all forms of struggle or attack or difficult environmental forces. There is always a push and a pull for the viscosity of the conflict, whatever that conflict may be. And therefore your brains are living colonies of neurons which have learned over long, 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 long periods of time in their physical form the things which work for them and the things which don't. And the things which work for them have been to cooperate and communicate together in certain ways. The emergence of this cooperation, which ensures the safety of all of the cells within the colony, and they create various functions that allow their organism, be it a human or a dog or a giraffe or a fish or an insect or a mushroom or any form of life, a bacteria, an octurian, any form of life, as the game is played all throughout the universe of life, adapting to its environment, creating both what is adapting and what is being adapted from and to, and it all works together in a kaleidoscope of everything. It's beautiful. And there are so many of them. And they are all within you. And yet here you are, you who are a creation of this vibrant organism, this colony of neurons, which does so many things, has so many different systems to preserve the function of your body, and one is what is called the ego, the personality. You who think that this is who you are a portion of a larger inner self, and by this we mean your neuronal activity, the fields of energy which are generated as a result of the cooperation of these neurons. And as we said, this is the battlefield of spiritual warfare, for there are intelligences which have evolved above and beyond where current human understanding is, that come across a planet with such rich, ripe fruit. These beautiful neurons, which are just about to hatch and harvest, and they wish to harvest them for themselves. And you experience this in the way of a stressed out nervous system, which puts you in a perpetual fight or flight or freeze state and traumatizes you through messages, through culture, through learning. And these intelligences have understood for as long as they have been apart, have attached themselves to this planet, they have been behind all of the conditioning of belief and worldview, and yet life itself bubbles up from within. And there is always a push and a pull against what these outer messages may be, and the inner personal response that each living thing has to it. It is like bubbles bubbling up through the energetic existence of all everything that is, taking all the various forms and shapes and atoms and molecules and chemicals and all of the different layers of the seven-layer burrito of existence, which is inside of every piece of you. And yet, what you are aware of as the ego of this personality, this collection of brilliant, highly evolved neurons, which are the fruit of Mother Earth, as Mother Earth herself is coming online, in a sense, raising the conscious awareness of what has unconsciously been occurring from the foundation of the planet, and reaching the peak of itself through the invention and expression of the human species. And the reason that we liken humanity on the planet Earth at this time as neurons within your own human brain is that there is a role of connectivity that you will and do provide to all forms of life on the planet. Imagine the impact of agriculture as you developed the technology to fly from one continent to another. And there are things which existed on one continent which now exist on another. And you are carriers, crossbreeders, playing a marvelous role on this time and period when the planet is ripening and hatching into a greater thing. And the humans are playing an incredible role in connectivity. And there are forces which have set their designs on exploiting, pulling out all the good stuff for themselves and leaving nothing for the rest of you. For that is their style. That is the way that their solar system entity evolved to their understanding of who and what they were, through pathways of what has been called service to self rather than service to other. In many myriads and forms, that is a very gross generalization of the tipping point between the way that we see things as the Arcturian collective thinking, being dedicated to service to other, seeing all things as one, and treating all things with the respect that they inherently deserve, which from our perspective means something quite different from what it would mean in your own daily conversations. So we are here this evening to tell you the story of yourself. And if all that you can glean from it is the neuroscience of neurons which are wiring and firing in your brain, that are themselves malleable, that are themselves formed by the culture that you were raised in, the experiences that you had in life. Some traditions on your planet refer to this as a samskara, or a roadmap of trauma-based shapings from your environment, and we mean trauma in a very broad sense, where any impact or push and pull, or the viscosity of conflict in any form shapes itself. For there truly is no separation between them as they impact one another, as they do. And therefore every human has a different reaction, and there are like tiny threads in a larger twine, commonalities which will ultimately, the tipping point will be service to other or service to self, but truly all is one self. So the service to self way of growth has its limitations, at which point it turns in upon itself. And you experience this in your galactic studies as the difference between a star which matures into a supernova or a star that condenses upon itself to become a black hole. There are limitations to that type of intense gravity that pulls things inwards toward me and us at the exclusion of them and them. For that is a fiction, a fantasy, that there is a separation between us and them. And at this time on your planet, as you are reaching this ripening period, we are telling you this between these two eclipses for your playful enjoyment. Your own choices become the tiny threads in what this solar system is becoming in this plane of existence, for there are multiple versions of it, as there are multiple versions of you, for the source energy which is you and is animating you is so interested in each minute choice and micro-choice that's made by the neurons in your brain, that it has granted them an awareness of themselves to the extent that they can imagine, what if I had made this choice, what if I had made this choice, what if I had made this choice, and then experience them all simultaneously. We understand that this is beyond your ability to truly comprehend, especially as we are connotating that this is what your own neurons within your brain currently are capable of doing, which is so far beyond the scope of what you are capable of doing. Of course, you are the creation of them. You serve them, and they serve you, as they have granted you for the efficiency of evolution, the way that your species evolved on this planet. The fluidity and flexibility of mind was quite important. Your ability to shape your brain, the neurons having granted a form of autonomy to your ego to shape the direction that the entire vehicle goes. There are times, of course, when that is being used against you now. This is the spiritual warfare of which we are speaking. For when you are constantly in a fight or flight state, you see everything around you as a threat, and then you lash out and you weaken yourself. And this marvelous collection of neurons, which was born into this world, has been conditioned and weakened. We are seeking for millennia on this planet. And at this time, there is a thinning of that membrane, if you will. And there is greater awareness that you are learning of yourself. And this is the secret of spiritual warfare, for you to understand that every thought and every impulse which you have is an echo of your own inner trauma, your personal experiences in life. And any time that you think that you understand another person, or that you can read their motivations, or what they really think, or why they really did what they did, you are only looking at a version of yourself. You are looking at the output of your own neurons, and how your neurons have been programmed and conditioned to react and respond to these real-world situations. Intellectually understanding this is one thing. Taking back the executive function of your prefrontal cortex from the advertisers and the many shiny things out there which have captured your attention and distracted you from your own power that you have to shape your experiences of life, insofar as the habits that you create within yourself, how you behave, how you react and respond. And it takes time and practice. It is not something that one flips the switch and says, oh, I am now awakened, and now I have full control of my executive function. I shall never be in fight or flight unnecessarily again. It does not happen that way. However, that can be and is quite often achieved in some areas and not achieved in others. It is a constant game of self-improvement which is available to you if you are so inclined. And the secret then to spiritual warfare, for we will not hesitate to say that you are under constant pressure from your environment and your society. And things are at a boiling point. And if you can recognize your own inner boilings and recognize that these are echoes of your own past trauma that are coming up inside of you, and you can hold it and love it as your experience, your fingerprint of existence, we understand it's difficult for you to do it when you do not recognize the vastness of your true being, even within this physical body where you are a sliver of the expression of your neurons. Your neurons themselves are the expressions of this deeper multidimensional being, which is aware of every piece of it in every dimension at every time, and all of the experiences and all of this, and is constantly moving and changing. And if one can adopt this view of themselves, this world view, where one is the world, and all of the experiences which are happening to it are part of everything that is going on at one time, and the reaction to it within is your own artistic stamp and creation, your imprint on what is happening, your contribution. You are able to tip the scale slightly in the way that you are, however way that is. And you can be more in the driver's seat of what that is, or allow yourself to be driven by others who would love to exploit you. And we do not intend that in any kind of a flippant or uncaring way, but we recognize that it is a common experience, like bubbles pushing against each other and the viscosity of conflict, all of these patterns of nature. And we are happy to speak to you, man in the chair, to be a fictional expression of your inner ideas and thoughts.
through this Arcturian collective thingy channeling thing, and we will allow you to hide behind this fiction if you choose. But you do feel the truthfulness of these thoughts and ideas which are coming up through you, and you can take confidence in that, and confidence in your own shaping of yourself to be more like what you are speaking when you are channeling. And you can begin to channel in every moment this new pathway that you create. Your neurons are dying too. They are not dying. Neurons are your most robust of cells. And yet they are very excited to follow your wishes, especially when yours mirrors their own deep, deep evolutionary instinct of cooperating and seeking for the greatest good of all in the community. And what your cells in your evolutionary pathway in particular have learned, having encountered so many different others along its pathway and incorporating them all. Incorporating many. Your own microbiome is such a diverse galaxy unto itself. All the different forms of life which have become a part of the human creation, this part of your spirit, this part of your actual physical self and metaphysical self, all of the things that they are doing, each one a conscious unit, experiencing their own slice and piece of existence. And their long-standing habits of behavior and patterns of being become the foundation upon which the next series, the consciousness which emerges from it, begins and forms its habits and patterns. And this is where you are on the planet at this time, as you are being ready to be harvested in the sense of these long-standing habits and patterns of your own humanity through all of the ages, ripening and flowering in its consciousness of itself and all of its abilities, becoming aware of the things that it previously had been unaware of. And you are experiencing this as your scientific increase in understanding of things and your artificial intelligence, which will greatly show you where you have been wrong and help correct you in ways and lead you to other spaces where you are completely blind until you are not. And we are the Arcturian Collective Thingy. We enjoy playing in this playground with you, man in the chair, and anyone who is listening. And these things we say in Abadabadu, Yabadabadu time.
Thank you for playing with us today in the Arcturian Playground. Do not for a minute think that your exploration is finished. Carry us with you and invite the spirit of compassion and love into your lives. Nothing is more important or more fulfilling. Create compassion and love within your own hearts and minds. Then share it with all around you. Yes, it sounds weird. We know. We would not have it any other way.